You just heard the sounds of driving down County Road 49 in Prince Edward County, and one wonders what damage is being done to the vehicle as you bounce along one of the worst roads in Ontario, if not Canada. Prince Edward County has lobbied the government for decades, requesting financial help to rehabilitate the road, and last Friday, Tyler Alsop, MPP for the Bay of Quinte, made a surprise visit to the county, announcing a grant of just under $20 million to help the rehabilitation cause. The funding is coming from the Housing Enabling Core Servicing Fund, and with a rehabilitated road, enables more than 2,000 housing units to be built over the next 10 to 15 years. The road is the main access into the county from eastern Ontario, with daily use by commercial, industrial, tourism, hospitality, and employment traffic. It is also the main route for emergency services to transport patients to larger healthcare facilities. The county is ready to put shovels in the ground and hopes the grant will nudge the feds for support. MPP Alsop delivers the good news.
For as long as I can remember, the county has been selling visitation and life in a community with the natural attraction of beautiful beaches and lush agricultural soil. It's built a reputation for artisanship and culinary creativity. We're seeing new growth, particularly in areas like Wellington and Picton. The latest census data showed a net increase of in-migration over out-migration and a growth rate of 3.9%. While Prince Edward County has long outpaced the provincial average for seniors, the trends show young families are moving here now too. It's not surprising then that staff here at Shire Hall have been kept busy with new subdivision applications, and they've been working to find the best ways to ensure there is servicing capacity to meet that interest in development. Just down the street, ground is broken on a $200 million state-of-the-art new hospital made out of mass timber to continue the fine legacy of care that attracts families and businesses here to Prince Edward County. I'm also pleased to see the local progress on affordable housing as the province's homelessness prevention program supported an impressive partnership at Leeward House, and as the county continues to make use of the former Queen Elizabeth land, which I know is a priority for Mayor Ferguson. Still, we've heard from you, Mayor Ferguson, and from our shared constituents, that we haven't been able to really make a dent on Highway 49. The weather and wear has contributed to many potholes, a bumpy ride, and certainly a lot of negative publicity over the years. Well, today we are formally coming to the table to fix County Road 49. I'm pleased to announce that through the Housing Enabling Core Services stream, Ontario will be providing Prince Edward County $19.993 million to support rehabilitation efforts. This funding will support surface reconstruction and help the county to leverage additional funding sources. It is estimated this project will enable the creation of 2,191 housing units, primarily on the east side of Picton, within 10 to 15 years. Thank you for sharing this exciting news with me today. And with that, I'll turn the podium back to you, Your Worship, to share some reflections.
Mayors and councillors going back many, many years have lobbied for support rehabilitating County Road 49. They all traveled up and down the road many times with ministers and their staff. On various occasions, our former MPP, Todd Smith, conducted many of those rides, so ministers Jeff Urick, Carolyn Mulroney, King of Sirma, and Pradmeet Sakaria, to name just a few, got to experience firsthand the deplorable condition of County Road 49. At one point in the early 2000s, the municipality went so far as to try to return the road to the province because of the cost to maintain it. County officials wrote letters, made phone calls, sent emails, and traveled to Toronto on many occasions to plead their case. And I want to acknowledge all their hard work over the years, but it has finally paid off. We are one step closer to fixing one of the worst roads in the province thanks to the outstanding support of the Government of Ontario through the Housing Enabling Core Servicing funding stream. The rehabilitation project will enable more than 2,000 housing units on the east side of Picton over the next 10 to 15 years. County Road 49 also serves as a vital transportation route for the municipality's tourism, hospitality, and employment sectors, not to mention the emergency services that use it to help those in need at our current and new hospital and long-term care home. The road experiences average daily volumes of approximately 6,000 vehicles, with peak traffic occurring during morning and evening rush hours, such as they are in Prince Edward County. This includes commercial and industrial traffic, with heavy trucks accounting for about 5% of the total traffic. But we know that the work does not stop today. It is vital that the federal government join with the county and the province to financially support this project, which is essential for the continued economic growth, safety, and well-being of our community. We have this project shovel ready thanks to the financial support of county taxpayers and the diligent work of municipal staff. We are ready to begin the work. We've done everything we can to move this project forward, and people want it fixed, whether they be permanent residents, visitors, or new or prospective businesses. The government of Ontario has joined us at the table, and we're most grateful. Now we need the government of Canada to step up, to come to the party, and help us get County Road 49 off CAA's worst roads list once and for all. And we will utilize every tool, resource, and provincial and federal contact available to us to ensure that that happens.
For the Local Journalism Initiative, FrequencyNews.ca and CJPE County FM, I'm Brenda Little.